aren't we forgetting the true meaning of Christmas? You know, the birth of Santa. Bart Simpson. Welcome to the Revisionist History Podcast, where we set the historical record straight, no matter who it might offend. I'm Paul, and we're just about 2 weeks from Christmas. Actually, we're exactly 15 days from Christmas as I'm recording this, which makes it the perfect time to debunk some long-held Christmas myths. Today, we're going to shed light on four of them. So let's get started. Let's start with what might be the biggest myth of all. Jesus was born on December 25th. This seems like a no-brainer, given that we are celebrating the birth of Jesus and have on this day for around 1700 years. But it's not really that simple. The Bible never mentions the date or even the month of Jesus' birth. So there is always a chance that he was born on December 25th. However, there are some clues in the biblical narrative that point to a different time. The first clue is that there were shepherds with flocks of sheep in the fields that night. It would have been winter in Bethlehem, as in all of the northern hemisphere, and cold. It's far more likely that the shepherds would have had the sheep penned up at this time of year, rather than out in the fields. The second clue is the Roman census that caused Joseph and Mary to travel to Bethlehem in the first place. Historically, it's more likely that the census would have been held in September or October, as other censuses had been, before the harsh winter set in and travel became hazardous. As for why December 25th was chosen as the date of Jesus' birth, it has nothing to do with co-opting the feast of the pagan god Mithras. That's another myth. Early Christian tradition held that Jesus was crucified on the same day he was conceived. Tertullian of Carthage estimated that Jesus was crucified on March 25th. Exactly 9 months from this date is December 25th. Now, I personally am glad that they chose December 25th as the date, because wintertime is the perfect time for Christmas. At least it's a lot better than having it in the middle of the summer. Just ask anyone from Australia. The next myth concerns the wise men. There are actually two myths that have grown up about the wise men over the centuries. The first is that there were three of them. While the Bible records that the Magi brought three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, it never says how many wise men there were. It could have been three, or five, or more or less. Three is, of course, a good biblical number. The second myth about the wise men is that they were at the manger the night the Christ child was born. After all our nativity scenes show this. Well, once again, the Bible gives a very different account. Matthew's gospel says the wise men came to the house where the child was. House, not manger. It's actually likely it was several years after Jesus' birth that the wise men arrived. Given that King Herod, angry that they had not returned to tell him where the child was, ordered the deaths of all male children in Bethlehem 2 years old and under. Myth number three, or number four if you count the wise men as two myths, is another big one, and it's that Christmas is the most important Christian holiday. Given the attention it gets, this also seems pretty obvious, but it's simply not true. It is by far the biggest secular commercial holiday, but from a strictly Christian standpoint, it comes in second to Easter. For some important reasons. Christmas marks the arrival of the Savior, but Easter is the day he rose from the dead, proving his divinity and holding out the hope of eternal life to all believers. The greater significance of Easter is even shown in the way the Catholic Church celebrates the two liturgically. The Christmas season lasts 12 days, culminating with the Feast of the Epiphany the first week in January. Epiphany commemorates the wise men's visit. By contrast, the Easter season lasts 50 days, from Easter until Pentecost. In short, rising from the dead is a bigger deal than being born. The last myth that I want to debunk in this episode is that St. Nicholas and Santa Claus are the same person. While St. Nicholas and Santa Claus are often used interchangeably, especially after Clement Moore's poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," if he actually wrote it, that could be another myth, they're actually two very different people. St. Nicholas of Myra was a 4th century bishop whose feast day is celebrated on December 6th. He did have a reputation for giving gifts, usually to those in need, and usually in secret. One legend says his favorite method was leaving money in people's stockings overnight. And on the eve of December 6th, people in many countries still leave out stockings or shoes so that Saint Nick can fill them with gifts. Santa, on the other hand, derives mainly from the early Dutch settlers of the United States, who had transformed Saint Nick into Sinterklaas, who was in turn Americanized into Santa Claus, and made the hero of December 25th. If you doubt that, just ask Bart Simpson. Ho, 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 and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you found it both informative and entertaining. If you'd like to help us keep episodes like this coming, please consider clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. Thanks a lot.